This is GQDN for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. They're really good. Then you go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest in the promo code. You get 25% off if you do that. It's really good, guys. And by patreon.com/groupquest. That's all of you people. And also by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of RoboCop. We might have a game coming out here very soon. Well, maybe two. Just a little reminder about Final Fantasy VII. And a little thing about the RTX 4080. But we still have troubling news with the new game. There's more news coming out about PAL World. So here's what PC Gamer said, because they were looking into what the CEO said and some of the vibes, so they went looking for information in the game. And they first point out the CEO, Tokuro Mizobi. Sorry if I butchered the name, I probably did, because he made a bunch of tweets. That's after a data scientist, Max Wolf, did create a realm with the AI learning. But he also said that Pocket Pair did use AI generation in previous video games. And that would include one of their Jackbox social deduction games. But they also said that they were talking about the CEO's blog post as he was detailing the production of the game, along with the artist and some turnaround times with the design of the game's 100 plus PALs. And as the speculation, that is based on the machine translation that would convert some of the pronouns. So, that's what they were talking about the game. And there's a reason for that. Because GamesRadar did say that PAL World is trying to avoid a lawsuit. Okay. Now, the creator of PAL World did want to bring his hit as a new survival game, and they still wanted to release it. Now, what GamesRadar is saying is that Toasted Shoes on YouTube, the plan to release the PAL World versus Pokemon mod are on ice because Nintendo issued a DMCA strike against a tweet that was tweeting their latest YouTube video. So, here's what Toasted Shoes had to say. I've had countless messages for the last 24 hours regarding the PAL World Pokemon mod pack and where you can get it. Today, Nintendo hit me with a DMCA strike on Twitter over the mod pack and could very much due to the same to me on YouTube. Right now, we're not releasing the mod pack due to the possible legal repercussions that could ensure. We want to release it for free and give you all a chance to play it. We just need to try go about it the right way to avoid a lawsuit. So, we will see if that happens or not. Because the CEO of Pocket Pair did say, quote, "We have absolutely no intention of infringing upon the intellectual property of other companies," basically talking about Pokemon. But he also did say that PAL World is only 60% done. Why? Because PC Games N says the next update could have PvP mode. So right now it's only PvE mode. And that's what I've seen on Twitch and on YouTube, people just playing the PvE mode. But, once again, the CEO was talking, quote, "The basic functions have been solidified, so I would say it's around 60%, talking as if, or how much of that game is done, for the quote. "The next step is to figure out how to improve the level of perfection. When Craftopia's early access distribution started, we really didn't know anything about it, and even we were wondering what the hell this game was all about. On the other hand, I know what kind of game PAL World is. Is a game to collect pals, a game to defeat bosses, a survival craft game. The other important thing is how to incorporate PvP into it and how much new content to release. We are ready to incorporate new features, so we will look at the user's reaction to prioritize implementing features that everyone wants." So could there be a PvP mode? Well, it's time to get out of that news and get into this one. Because Eurogamer did say that, well, we got some people that are unionized. Well, some of those people are being laid off. Now, Eurogamer is talking about the game worker branch of the IWGB union, which does want to basically end some of the unpaid overtime and some of the excessive things. But they told The Observer that it saw its membership numbers increase by about 50% between December 2022 and the end of last year. So what happened in October 2023, the membership increased its membership. The union increased its membership by 12%. So here's what Austin Kelmore, the chair of the IWGB Game Workers Branch, did say, quote, "It felt like a deluge of redundancies in the past 5 or 6 months. It just keeps coming and coming. And with this wave, I've seen people saying, we need to join unions. Our membership went through the roof. We had the largest growth of new members of any month of our 5-year history at the end of last year." Now here's what Daniel Wood did say. Quote, "It's been difficult to hear of the job losses in the video game sector over the recent few months. We continue to work hard to ensure UK remains a great place to start and scale up game businesses. And we urge the government to use the budget to create conditions needed for games businesses to grow." So more layoffs did happen. We do not have the numbers of the layoffs. We just have the numbers of how the unions grew. Something else that got possibly canceled by PC Games Inn. There might not be a Damian Wayne Batman game. Well, that's what the voice actor Josh Keaton did say, because he was Damian Wayne in the Batman game there a few years back. But he was talking about the Project Sabbath, which is a Batman game, which could have been played as Damian Wayne. So multiple leaks over the years did reveal a lot about the game, but it never saw the light of day. So the game may be dead. In fact, here's what Keaton did say, quote, "I would love to get a shot at Batman. I almost did. There was a game that I was going to be a part of that I was going to play Batman in. It wasn't going to be Bruce Wayne Batman. It was going to be a different Batman. Everything about the game got leaked on some forum, and they ended up shutting it down. I'd done like 3 or 4 seasons or sessions on it, and that was the end of the game. Bummer. Thanks, leaks." So maybe the leaks did kill the game. Or maybe that's what they want you to hear. We'll see either way. Now we get to some hardware. PC Games Inn, again, did say that the NVIDIA RTX 4080 supercards arrived early, but they're malfunctioning? Well, some people did get their hands on the 4080 Super, but those gamers were having some problems with it. Now, while people had problems with that video card, there was an update that went with it. But for those who want the RTX 4080 Super, well, that'll come out January 31st. So people had problems with it. Well, they didn't post them on the site. They just promoted it. I guess I gotta be more careful, don't I? But at least you know that the Super comes out in about 8 days. Yep, next Wednesday. But PlayStationLifestyle.net said that PlayStation itself is committed to bringing some games to PC, mobile, and cloud. Now, the Sony Group CEO Chair Kenshiro Yoshida did say that the PlayStation division is still committed to bring some games to PC, mobile, and cloud platforms. And Yoshida did reaffirm that in his comment back in November 2023. And here's what he told Insider Gaming. Quote, "Wherever there's computing, users will be able to play their favorite games seamlessly. While PlayStation will remain our core product, we will expand our gaming experiences to PC, mobile, and cloud." So that is their vision. I know it's in my vision, and probably in yours too. Probably. GameInformer.com did say that Final Fantasy VII Advent Children will come to the U.S. It will come to the U.S. by Fathom Events and Sony Pictures. And that will be premiering ahead of Final Fantasy VII's Rebirth, launched on February 29th. So the Advent Children Complete is an expanded version of the 2005 CG film. It's 26 minutes longer than the original. And Square Enix basically said that it has about 1,000 revised scenes with some expanded themes. and some improved visuals. And the Advent Children Complete will be in 650 theaters nationwide on February 21st and 22nd. Showings on the 21st will play the English dub versions. Showings on the 22nd are for the English subbed. And you can see the film, you can see if the film is playing in your area via the Fathoms website. So go check that out. Now PC Games N, well, maybe they can revamp their titles. Just saying. Well, they're saying that Paralives game now has a release date estimate and has some news to it. So the Paralives will be released in late 2024 or early 2025. It's been in development for about 5 years, though, and it has not been confirmed by the studio yet. But they're saying it's getting, quote, close, end quote. Now, Paralives will have a Steam Early Access. So, enjoy. They got a build mode, they got a character creator, they got a live mode, and an autonomy system. And you can do some modding, too. Well, you know, another game that's got a big update coming, and that is RoboCop. Yep, that one. Because according to PushSquare.com, they're adding a new game plus. A new difficulty as well. There will be trouble. And they added some new skins, more auto A9 chips, some boards, lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. You know, we got lots of stuff too. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. More news tomorrow. So until then, go play some games, people.